Welcome.
Thank you. Senator Woodsum, Rep. Berry, members of the committee, my name is Derek Lovich. My wife and I are panel residents, owners of Freeport Wild Bird Supply, and former field biologists. I am a tour guide, author, and advocate for birds and birders. I am here today to voice my strong support for LD 1262. While I believe the residents of Monhegan are the ones who should speak about the sense of place, quality of life, and socioeconomic impacts of this project, I do feel qualified to speak about the threat this project poses to one of the densest concentration of both migratory birds and birders in the Northeast. This year alone, I will be bringing a minimum of 30 birders to the island for 3 to 6 days each, spending money on food, lodging, and let's be honest, the brewery. I have spent over a decade visiting the island both personally and professionally. Over that period, I've gotten to know many of the year-round residents and summer residents of the island, developed friendships, and learned about the trials and tribulations of island life. I am not naive to the issues beyond birds and birding, nor am I ignorant of the fact that many of the supporters of this project have genuinely good intentions. Unfortunately, while on Monhegan Island, I and my clients are hoping for the conditions that bring migratory birds that are crossing the Gulf of Maine in a broad front to seek shelter on Monhegan Island. Storms, wind shifts with the passage of cold fronts, low clouds and fog, and many other meteorological conditions can force exhausted migrants who find themselves out over open water to seek the nearest piece of land to rest, refuel, and eventually continue these epic journeys. However, these conditions also impact a bird's ability to navigate and lead to disorientation. For reasons we still don't fully understand, when birds lose the ability to navigate by stars, they become confused by artificial light. Perhaps an attempt to reorient using the North Star, lights in the sky cause a bird to become confused, circling and circling, metabolizing their very own muscles in an attempt to reach safety and recharge. Unfortunately, countless others keep going until they drop dead from exhaustion or slam into a tower or turbine blade in this case. Birding can be a paradox. We often hope for conditions that are not great for birds but are good for our chances to see them. I, for one, could not visit knowing that the conditions I am waiting for will put the birds that I and my clients care passionately about at even greater risk because of a boondoggle, a cash grab of federal subsidies, while not doing a really darn thing to combat the very real and very problematic issue of climate change. No, I will not be able to sleep just so a wealthy family in Connecticut can rest easy with their air conditioner running and their mythological green energy credits making them feel okay. Wind power will be part of our energy solution, but it won't work everywhere. In some places, the costs will far outweigh the promised benefits. This isn't about solving climate change. It's not about helping the people of Monhegan, and it's certainly not minimizing risks, especially to birds. Again, I am not opposed to wind power, but I am opposed to bad ideas. In this case, the risks are too great, the rewards are too few, and migratory birds will not be saved with free internet. Therefore, I urge the committee to support this bill and let's develop new energy technologies that will really and truly combat climate change, do them based on sound science, solid math, and in places that minimize risk while maximizing benefits. I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Seeing no questions, Catherine Lehman.